in my travels here and there, I've been speaking on different great devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are as deep as Mahaprabhu himself. To understand is not possible unless we ourselves come to that level. But by hearing of their pastimes, we can also attain a desire to enter those pastimes, to serve the Lord and His devotees. Mm. These pastimes should be heard by devotees with faith in the Lord and His devotees. To non-devotees, they may seem like ordinary exchanges between ordinary people, but the mundane rasa only appears to give happiness, but cannot give actual happiness, because it's in mundane rasa is produced out of an exchange between two beings desiring their own individual sense gratification, desiring to enjoy the other. Whereas the actual rasa or spiritual rasa is the happiness experienced by one who doesn't think of his own happiness, who in exchanges with others thinks of the benefit of others. So this intrinsic difference is there, which the non-devotees cannot understand. And when they are presented with the subject matter of Krishna's pastimes, they simply make actually ridiculous comments, which exhibits their learned foolishness. That's why we should always hear about Krishna and his devotees from devotees, or at least from persons aspiring to be devotees, and not from foolish, mundane people who can only interpret the Lord's pastimes according to their own perverted understanding. But today we'll speak about, or I'll speak about, to be more precise, Gadadha Pandit. You can also speak, but now I'm going to. Gadadha Pandit Prabhu, who among all the deep companions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, not that it's for us to judge, but he's maybe the deepest, in as much as his feelings for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very, very deep, and his nature is also very deep. All the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have their own individual personalities by which they serve and give pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu is very ebullient, you know. It means extroverted, outgoing, and you know what is the nature of Nityananda Prabhu. Transcendental madman. Gadadha Pandit Prabhu is very, very deep. He was constant companion of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from their childhood. As with many of these devotees, there are different opinions about his place of appearance within this world, but the generally accepted opinion is that he appeared in the village Belitigram, which was within the district of Chattogram, which is presently in Bangladesh. His father's name was Sri Madhav Mishra, and his mother's Ratnavati Devi. Madhav Mishra was a court pandit of the king of Kandy, which is near Bharatpur in Bengal, where the Shripat, or place of worship of Gadadha Pandit, is there. It seems that in very early age, Gadadha came to Navadvip, because there's no record of any pastimes of his in Chattogram. In Navadvip, Madhav Mishra, his house was just close to that of Jagannath Mishra. They are both Mishras, but not directly related. But they were so close that Ratnavati Devi and Sachi Devi were like two sisters. They were in the village relationship. When people are living very close together, then people in Bengal up to today, in the village, they'll think of other men in the village are of the same age as brothers, and the women will think of each other as sisters. So they were always coming and going to each other's houses. So it was natural that Gadadha, who was he was born a little bit after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh no, it said here he lived in that Belleti until he was 12. At that age, he moved to his father moved to Navadvip. His younger brother was named Baninath. He was a brahmachari throughout his life. He's sometimes called Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. He was just a little younger than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from the beginning of life, they were constant companions. And throughout all the pastimes, you have to forgive me because the notes are all in different places, so I have to go here and there, yes. In their childhood, they would always play together, and they didn't see any distinction between each other's houses, because each house was like each other's house. And so sometimes Gadadhar would go to Jagannath Mishra's house and be fed by Shachi Devi there, and sometimes Nimai would go to Madhav Mishra's house and Ratnavati Devi would feed him something. So very affectionate, family-like relationship. They studied together at the same school, even though Gadadhar was a few years younger, they were very close. And throughout life, you will find the descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principal pastimes, that Gadadhar was always present. After Mahaprabhu and his devotees played in the Ganga after the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai, Gadadhar was there in the amazing dramas that Mahaprabhu enacted at the house of Chandrasekhar. Gadadhar was also present, and Gadadhar played the role of a Vaikuntha Lakshmi, which actually he's described as being. He was there when Mahaprabhu was performing kirtan every night in the house of Gadadhar Srinivas Pandit. Gadadhar was always present during Mahaprabhu's showing his wonderful form, the Shat Praharya Mahaprakash, in the house of Srivas. Gadadhar was also present. He was there when Mahaprabhu went to the house of the Kazi, Chand Kazi. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Gadadhar was one of the few companions with him there. And on his journey to Puri, Gadadhar accompanied him. He was with him throughout his Navadvip Leela. And then he accompanied him also on the journey to Puri and remained in Puri throughout his life as a constant companion of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and engaged in so many wonderful pastimes with him there, such as cleaning the Gundicha temple, attending the Rath Yatra, playing in the waters of Narendra Sarovar, and so on. So in childhood they were going to school together, and Nimai, from the beginning of life, Gadadhar was a strict brahmachari and very grave and fully dedicated to Krishna. But Mahaprabhu in his childhood was showing the pastimes of scholarship, so he would like to meet others on the path outside the school and challenge them, just like in the modern world, in less civilized countries, that like the one you and I come from, it's quite common that boys like to physically fight and show who's the best. So a more civilized form of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took part in that you would meet the other young boys and challenge them. What do you know? Tell me what you have learned. And then he would, whatever they would say, he would defeat it. And then he'd say, so you accept my explanation? And say, oh, and the others would say, oh yes, you've explained very well. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would defeat his own position and make and in this way show that his own position, which he defeated them with, that was also deficient. And in this way completely humiliate them. But everyone was very happy to be defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, Gadadhar used to think that he's too, I don't like this. He's talking all these scholarly things. He's my friend, but I just want to talk about Krishna. So Gadadhar used to avoid him, but after the school he would try and take a different path. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once met him on the path and said, now Gadadhar, you can't get away. Now you discuss with me. And he he said, he asked, "Now you tell me, what is the meaning of mukti according to Shastra?" And Virata explained according to Shastra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just said, no, you don't know anything. You haven't explained properly." So he would give he is the master of Sarasvati. So he defeated his position. So the famous story is that Garadha, how he was a great friend of Mukunda Datta, who was also a childhood companion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also from the same area, Chattagram. So how Mukunda Datta brought him to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the well-known story of how he accepted initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, which I won't explain here because I explained it elsewhere, discussing about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Yeah, from childhood, Gadadhar was very grave and deep and didn't mix up so much with others. He would remain alone and chant the holy names of the Lord. This characteristic remained throughout. When we say throughout his life, this means throughout his. It means it's his eternal characteristic in the service of the Lord. So he was trying to, in his childhood, he would avoid Nimai, although he loved him, but when he saw him in his bellicose mood, aggressive mood, he would avoid him. But Nimai, seeing this and seeing Gadadhar's great devotion to Krishna, said, "Don't you worry, Gadadhar. Within a short time, I'll become such a Vaishnava that even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to see me." So Gadadhar and others thought of this Nimai as being really too arrogant, and what's he saying? So in this way, Nimai, Vishvamba, passed his youth as a great scholar, as the darling of all the inhabitants of Navadvip, who were often completely frustrated by his naughty pastimes. The brahmanas would be standing in the Ganga reciting Gayatri, and he would go and pull their legs and make them fall over in the Ganga and spit Ganga water on them. So after they took, he'd fill up his mouth and spray it all over them after they took baths. So again, they'd have to take baths. Although not realizing that this is super Ganga, more pure. Ganga comes from the foot of Lord Vishnu, and this is coming from the mouth of Lord Vishnu. So they would have to take bath again and again. So being very frustrated by him, they were wondering when he was going to grow up. But instead, he became more mad after he came back from Gaya, and after initiation by Ishwarapuri, he appeared to become completely mad in love of Krishna. And all the Vaishnavas were very happy because they used to say that, "Oh, he's such a learned and influential person that if he were to become a Vaishnava, then surely the whole world would follow." Which is what happened after he came back from Gaya. He was fully intoxicated with love of Krishna. Now, Gadadha first got this news. He was one morning in the house of Srivas Pandit. All the Vaishnavas used to go to his Srivas Pandit's house every morning, because in his courtyard there was a huge kunda tree which gave the flower kunda, with practically unlimited flowers. So all the Vaishnavas would come there, and they would each one would take as many flowers as they liked for performing puja. That's a common morning activity. You'll see early in the morning, everyone comes out and they're picking flowers. not in this country, in Bengal, in the Vaishnava villages. Everyone would be out early in the morning. So this tree gave unlimited, transcendental tree, it gave unlimited flowers. All the Vaishnavas would come together early in the morning. And one morning, Sriman Pandit, one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, came and gave the news. Have you heard the news? He looked so happy. Why are you so happy? Don't you know the news? That Nimai Pandit has returned from Gaya. And he's become a great Vaishnav. He took initiation from Ishwara Puri, who was well known to all the Vaishnavs there. Ishwara Puri had previously lived in the house of Gopinath Acharya in Navadvip. And actually when he was, Ishwara Puri is very much impressed by Gadadhar because he's a very grave, deep Vaishnav. Even as a young boy, he was very sober and very staunch and rigid in his practices. So Ishwara Puri, being very pleased with him, taught Gadadhar from his own book, which he had composed. So he explained that he took initiation from Ishwara Puri, and now he's given up his scholarly arrogance and has become the most humble Vaishnava. He's always falling at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and begging for their mercy and calling out the names Hari, Krishna, Yadav, Gopal, Govinda, Madhusudan, and swooning in ecstasy. So when they heard this, all the devotees, they very blissfully started chanting the holy names of the Lord. And Sriman Pandit informed them that he was coming on behalf of Nimai to request them, on Nimai's request, that they should all proceed to the house of Shuklamba Brahmachari, of all the houses, the most Shuklamba. Among Mahaprabhu's devotees in Navadvip, Shuklamba and Sridhar were very poor. But he means they were rich with love of Krishna, but the very, very poor existence they were passing. So Mahaprabhu asked them, you all come and meet at the house. You'll all meet at Shuklamba. So please call all the Vaishnavas. So Gadadhar, he went there and he hid himself so that he couldn't be seen by Mahaprabhu. He wanted to see what's going on. Is this, what's actually happening? Is this real or what's going on? So all the other Vaishnavas came, and then Vishvamba himself appeared there and greeted him, but he didn't recognize them because he was in ecstasy of love of Krishna. So then they began to recite some verse describing the nature, the exalted nature of bhakti, upon hearing which Vishvamba, who was in a trance-like condition, became almost violently or very strongly emotional, and seeing one pillar in the house, he rushed to embrace that as if it was Krishna. But it being in the house of Shuklamba, very roughly built, the pillar collapsed as he was calling out, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? He fell down and the pillar fell down with him. So lying there, his hair scattered all around, the other devotees present, they also becoming absorbed in the ecstasy that was emanating from Vishvamba, they also fell down in separation from Krishna. And so did Gadadhar. So upon coming to external consciousness, Vishvamba, crying and crying, called out again, "Oh my Krishna, oh my Master, where are you? Where have you gone?" And then again fell to the ground. So like this, he was crying and getting up and falling and crying. Although he wasn't aware of any pain, and the whole of Shuklamba's house became filled with ecstatic love of Krishna. So this was going on, and at some point Mahaprabhu became a little steady in his emotions, and he heard the sound of crying from another room within the house, and he asked, "Who is there within that room? Who is that crying?" And Shuklambra replied, "Your Gadadha." So in this way, Shuklambra underscored, he established that Gadadha, your Gadadha, that he is of you. He is not anyone else's Gadadha. Your Gadadha is very significant words. So Vishvamba went in to see Gadadha sitting with his head down and crying, which pleased him so much, and said, "Oh Gadadha, you've been a great devotee since your very birth. I wasted so many years in nonsense activities, but you were always absorbed in love of Krishna. So, but now I'm trying to find Krishna. I got Krishna, but again I lost him, and again he fell down." So like this, he's getting up, falling down, getting up and falling down, and recognizing his Gadadha, which we'll discuss more a little later. So all the devotees were very, very happy that this Vishvamba, who they loved so much since his very childhood, but who in anguish they saw simply studying grammar and wrangling over logical points, now converted into the greatest Vaishnav, greater than they could have ever imagined. So Gadadha used to come regularly, his habit since childhood of coming to the house of Vishvamba. And one particular service that Gadadha took up, that was his particular service, was to bring tambul to Vishvamba. Tambul means palm leaves with betel nut. So in his pastimes as a grihastha, Mahaprabhu used to choose them. So one time when Gadadha came, he found Nimai, as usual, in absorbed in ecstasy. And his Sachimata was so much concerned that this Nimai, he simply cries and chants the names of the Lord. He doesn't speak to his wife. He doesn't even do his puja. He's just completely forgotten about everything. So one time Gadadha came and said, Nimai, seeing him, said, "Where is that beautiful, dark complexion young boy who wears beautiful, shining yellow garments?" And saying this, he was crying and crying, and so many devotees would come and say, Where is that Krishna? Where is that beautiful dark boy?" And no one knew what to say to him. They were just, "What can we say? He's simply absorbed in the painful ecstasy of separation from Krishna." And no one knew what to say. But Gadadha, thinking carefully, told him that, "Do not be distressed. Krishna is with you. Krishna is present within your heart." But when he heard this, then Nimai started ripping with his nails, started ripping at his chest, that, "Oh, he's in my heart. Let me Let me see him. But Gadadhar quickly grabbed his hands and stopped. But said, Gadadhar, let me free. I can't bear to go on without seeing Krishna. Gadadhar said, you just relax. Don't worry. Krishna will come very soon. And then Vishvambhar became pacified. Seeing this, Sachimata was very impressed. She thought, this boy is very intelligent. He knows how to do. She also, she didn't know what to say to him, what to do, how to pacify him. She had no idea, but she saw that Gadadhar, he knows how to behave with my boy so that he doesn't harm himself or doesn't suffer this pain of separation from Krishna. So she told Gadadhar, you are very intelligent. You please stay with my boy always and look after him. So Gadadhar was among the chief companions of Mahaprabhu in his Navadvipa Leela, along with Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Pandit. These were all the Advaita Acharya. These were the chief companions. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So many devotees were participating with him in these pastimes. So Gadadhar Pandit is identified with Srimati Radharani. We'll discuss that a little later. So the Radha Krishna of Vraja Leela, Rai Kanai, as they're called by their intimate friends, became in Navadvipa Leela Gaur Gadadhar, who are known as Gadai Gauranga. Gadadhar, his name is a little bit long, so they used to pet name, just like Radharani is called Rai and Krishna is called Kanu. So Gadadhar's short name is Gadai. And Gauranga is Gaura. Gaura. Not Gaura, Gaura. A little bit different. So, just as Rai Kanai would wander through the forests of Vrindavan, enjoying wonderful pastimes, singing and dancing with all their companions. So in the nine islands of Navadvip, assisted by their same devotees who had come again in Navadvip Leela, Gaura Leela, they would enjoy pastimes as Gadai Gauranga. One day, after wandering throughout the town of Navadvip, Vishvambhar came to a forest outside the town and sat there, sat down in a grove, a kunja, which reminded him of his pastimes in Vraja Leela. Seeing this, Mukunda Datta began to sing kirtan exactly suitable for those pastimes, the Purvarag, or the songs of courtship of Radha and Krishna, while Gadadhar collected some flowers from the creepers and bushes and trees all around and made a very beautiful Vanamala. What's that we sing? Galadeshe Vanamala Kare Jhalama. So a very beautiful garland of forest flowers made by Gadadhar. Sometimes the devotees in Bengal, they sing the akkar, or it means a ornament to that line, that they sing that the Vanamala worn by, just like you sing Shankar Bhajai Gontibai, Madhu Madhu Madhu. So to go with that line, they say Gadadhara Gatar Mala. So the mala is, the Vana Mala, the forest flower mala, is made by Gadadhar. So he made a very beautiful garland of forest flowers, and just in the same way that Srimati Radharani used to offer garlands to Krishna, so Gadadhar did. So all the devotees around were could see that this Gaur Gadadhar in the forest of Navadvip are the same Radha Krishna of the forest of Braja, and they recognized their own positions. So they were singing songs and dancing very gracefully, while Gaura brought Gadadhar, took him by the hand and sat him by his side and under a tree. And Advaita Acharya offered Arti. Nityananda Balaram sat on the right side of the Lord with Gadadhar on the left. So this is the description. Jayo Jayo Gaura Chande Arati Koshoba. And Srivas decorated everyone with flower garlands, and in this way they enjoyed the pastimes of Navadvip, which went on and on and on, and each day the devotees were reaching the limit of ecstasy, of love of Krishna in the kirtan pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And each day the ecstasy increased a million times, and the next day after that the ecstasy would increase a million times, and the devotees they had no idea. They just imagined that this will go on forever. We shall remain here forever, dancing in the courtyard of Srivas and throughout the streets of Navadvip with Gaura, who is living at home with Vishnu Priya, and this is the ultimate ecstasy, and this will go on forever. One day, he left. No warning. Suddenly, there was no Navadvip Leela. All finished. Gone. Gadadhar went with him. He was there when Mahaprabhu took sannyas. No longer Vishvamba Mishra. Now he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he followed behind him. And followed. He was there in the group that went to Nilachal Puri on the request of Shachimata. So when Mahaprabhu took up residence in Puri, he gave a place for Gadadhar to stay, remote place. Now that's connected with the town of Puri, but it was at that time that Jamesha, the place he gave him to stay, it was a remote place. Gadadhar liked to be a little separate and stay there. And Mahaprabhu gave him the service of Gopinath. This one time, while walking on the beach at Puri, Mahaprabhu indicated, "What's here? Dig here." And dug up the deity of Gopinath. And he gave to Gadadhar, "And you stay here in this secluded place." The residence of the other Vaishnavas, that was close by, but that area is now called Gaura Bhatshai, means the place of residence of the Gauriyas. So there was a little, but Gadadhar's place was in the Tota, the garden, a little bit distance from all the others where they were living, and Mahaprabhu's residence was further on, closer to the temple, just opposite Savaboma's house, at the house of Kashi Mishra. So he was living there, and his worship of the deity, the Gopinath, came to be known as Tota Gopinath, because he was in the garden. It was a very beautiful garden maintained there. Vaidadatta, and he worshipped Gopinatha, and Mahaprabhu would come every day to hear recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar. During the night, Mahaprabhu would hear about Krishna from Srila Damodar and Rai Ramananda. During the day, he had various pastimes, visiting the temple, engaging in Sankirtan with his devotees, visiting different devotees' homes to take his lunch prasad. And one of his regular daily activities was coming to hear Bhagavatam. Gadadhar would recite Bhagavatam, and all the devotees would come and hear Gadadhar recite for Mahaprabhu's pleasure. And especially Mahaprabhu liked to hear again and again from Gadadhar the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj from the Bhagavatam. So this was Gadadhar's regular service. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar that he gave him the order that you just stay here and worship Gopinath. Because if you're pujari, means actually they don't go anywhere, they just stay there. Traditionally, pujaris, they didn't go anywhere, they just stay there. They had their residence would be next to the temple, and in their childhood they would be taught by their father how to do everything, and they would just stay there. They didn't go on pilgrimage, they were with the Lord, so they didn't need to go on pilgrimage, they just stay there. And their son, they would train up, and like that, generation after generation. They didn't go anywhere. They just stayed right there. That's why Brahmins are required, in a mode of goodness, very peaceful and satisfying, just to worship the Lord. So Mahaprabhu told him, you worship Gopinath, you just stay here. This will be what's called Kshetra Sannyas. That you take the vow just to stay in a holy place and never to leave. So Mahaprabhu gave him this instruction: you just remain here in Puri, worship Gopinath. So Gadadhar was very happy, because naturally he liked to worship Gopinath, and even more happy because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was residing in Puri. So he could serve Gopinath and always have the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was, during the first 6 years of his, after taking sannyas, he first went to Puri, then after a short time he left for South India. Then he came back again and he was given his residence at the house of Kashi Mishra. But he was going here and there, sometimes to Bengal, sometimes to Vrindavan. His devotees were here. He had an overwhelming desire to go to Vrindavan, which is why he took sannyas in the first place. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But he was diverted to Puri, which is non different from Vrindavan. But he was always designed to go. His devotees were stopping him on one pretext or another. But eventually he set off for Vrindavan. There are two different paths. One can go from Puri. One is a more direct path, which is through the forest of Jarikanda, which he eventually went on. This trip, the first time he tried, he went via Bengal, which there's a straight path along the coast up to Bengal, and then one comes to the Ganga, and then along the path of the Ganga, north, and then left, because when the Ganga comes to Bengal, she makes a steep turn right and comes down to Ganga Sagar, and the rest of her water goes into Bangladesh as the Padma. So that's an easier path. You go north all the way up to north along the coast and inland a bit, and then up the path of the Ganga, Bhagirathi, and then left all the way along the Ganga to Prayag, and then along the path of the Yamuna. That's one way to go, by walking from Puri to Bengal. It's an easier path, and it's a Ganga path. So Mahaprabhu, so being by the Ganga is also very auspicious. So first time Mahaprabhu went via Bengal, he was going on the path via Bengal, and so many devotees came with him. Almost all his devotees came with him, including Gadadhar Pandit. Everyone's going. Mahaprabhu's going to Vrindavan via Bengal. Everyone's going, I'm going to. He naturally came along. But Mahaprabhu saw him and reminded him that you have the vow of Kshetra Sannyas. You cannot leave. You have to stay. But Gadadhar told him that Mahaprabhu said, you have to stay in Puri. He said, wherever you are, that is as good as Puri. And to hell with my vow of Kshetra Sannyas. He was a very mild person, Gadadhar. But when he was asked by Mahaprabhu not to go with him, he became a little upset and said, to hell with my vow of Kshetra Sannyas. Then Mahaprabhu said, just stay here. This is just before he was leaving Puri. He said, you just stay here and serve Gopinath. And Gadadhar said that I do that service millions of times over by having the darshan of your lotus feet. Now, before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had engaged him in logical discussions and defeated him. But now Gadadhar was desperately trying not to lose his association, was engaging in some logical discussion how he could stay at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which lotus of feet were leaving, which he couldn't imagine. Then Mahaprabhu told him that if you give up your service, then the fault will come on me because you're leaving for my sake. So just stay here and serve Gopinath and I will be satisfied. But not to be easily or determined not to be dissuaded, Pandit Kohe, Gadadhar said, all the fault will be on my head. But just in case you're worried about that, I won't go with you, but I'll go just behind on my own, away, separate from the group, so at least I can see your lotus feet from a distance. And I won't go with you. I'm not going to go with you, but I'm going to go and have darshan of Shachi Mata. If anyone says, I'm going with you and I left my, it's your fault he left his service, and say, no, actually he's just coincidentally going just behind the party. He's not going with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going to see Shachi Mata. So if in this way there's any fault of giving up my promise, of giving, he was prepared to leave the service of Gopinath. You don't just leave the service of the deity. You can't do that. But he didn't consider for a moment that I have to serve the deity. I was given this. It's a very serious offense just to leave the deities. But he was prepared to do so. Even Mahaprabhu was telling him not to, he was determined to do so. So he started following behind and Mahaprabhu. And he went as far as Katak, which is, let me see, maybe about 60 kilometers approximately. He went quite a long distance behind the group. Then Mahaprabhu called him He said, call that Gadatta. Let him come and see me. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that the tremendous affection that Gadadhar had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that his service to Gopinath, which was his very life, being given that service by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serving Gopinath, but he gave it up like a piece of straw. Anyone ever had a... Can you imagine having any difficulty giving up a piece of straw? You don't even... If a piece of straw sticks to your foot while you're walking along, and you just throw it off, you don't think that, you don't even think about it. It's just... So the service of Gopinath is the ultimate perfection of life. But just like a piece of straw, Gadadhar gave it up, finding a higher perfection to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this can only be understood by very, very advanced devotees. Non-devotees can't even begin to understand it. But ordinarily, someone would blame Gadadhar for leaving the service of the deity. The service is the very life of the devotee. So, understanding Gadadhar's heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely satisfied. But he took his hand and spoke to him in the anger of love, saying that, I understand that your intention is to give up your vow and to give up your service. So well done. You've done it. Now that is completed. You've given up your service, having come so far away, so many days' journey. You desire to go with me, but that desire is simply a desire for personal happiness. So in this way, you're breaking two religious principles. You broke your vow, and you gave up your service. And by doing this, although you desire your happiness, you're giving me unhappiness. So if you actually desire my happiness, then return to Puri. And if you again argue with me, if you want to say anything more about this, that will be just like it will be just like you are condemning me. And having said this, without waiting for any more words from Gadadhar, without even considering anything that he might have to say in this matter, he got in a boat to cross the river. Katak, both sides, there's rivers, north and south. Got in the boat and left him behind. That place is still there. Gauranga Ghat in Katak. That is the place of Gadadhar's separation from Gauranga, which he was not able to tolerate. He simply fell down, fainted on the spot. Mahaprabhu ordered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you take him and look after him. Take him back with you to Puri. Make sure he goes. So Bhattacharya told Gadadhar, get up, that is Mahaprabhu's Leela. You cannot understand it and you cannot go against it. So Sarvabhauma explained to him that Mahaprabhu appears to be so cruel, but just consider how Krishna gave up his own promise not to fight, to maintain the promise of Bhishma Dev. That Bhishma Dev had promised that today in the fight, I will either kill Arjuna, or I shall fight so severely that either I shall kill Arjuna, or to protect him, the only means that Arjuna can stay alive is if Krishna picks up a weapon and fights with me to protect him. In other words, if Krishna breaks his promise not to take up any weapon, not to fight. So, if either Bhishma Dev's promise had to be broken, or Arjuna had to be killed, or Krishna's promise had to be broken. And out of these three, Krishna found that breaking his own promise is better. So, Krishna didn't want to break his promise. He didn't want to appear as a breaker of vows, but he broke his own vow. He violated his own happiness to maintain the vow of Bhishma Dev. So in the same way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya pointed out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would be very happy to have you with him, but he doesn't want that your promise be broken. So he has sent you back in this way. In this way he's tolerating separation from you, which is very painful for him, just for the sake of protecting you. These are the pastimes of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way they both sorrowfully returned to Puri. Why should a devotee be sorry to go to Puri? Why should he be unhappy? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going in the other direction. After Mahaprabhu left this world, again, suddenly he left Navadvip, and suddenly he left Puri. There was no intimation. Well, there was. Swarup Damodar had some idea, but otherwise, he suddenly left. And all the devotees found, just like Krishna leaving Vrindavan, all the devotees found Puri to be as if vacant. They couldn't find any happiness there. Anyway, let's go back to the pastimes when Mahaprabhu was there. So, in Chaitanya Bhagavat is described how Nityananda Prabhu once, when he came to Nilachal from Navadvip, he came to see Gadadhar. Now Nityananda and Gadadhar were very close, very affectionate. And the affection that they shared